What names do you have for an ugly girl?
Oh, gee. Maybe Plain Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What names do you have for a very intelligent person?
Call them a brain.
Uh-huh. What do you call a place where dead bodies are prepared and kept before burial?
In a funeral home.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a vehicle for transporting a dead person to a burial place?
I call it a hearse.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a place for burial of dead persons?
Graveyard, a cemetery.
What about a lazy, non-working city employee?
Bum, freeloader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What do you call the headquarters of the police force?
Call the station house, the police station.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the place where violators of the law are locked up until their trial?
Jail. Jailhouse.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the place, call a club carried by a police officer?
A billy stick, a nightstick.
What do you call the building where which houses firefighting equipment?
A fire department, a mm-hmm. firehouse.
If a person knows a politician well enough to secure personal favors, what do you call this kind of political influence?
Oh, you call it pull, or you call a person having connections or pulling
mm-hmm.
strings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a public school for students in grades 1 through 6?
That's a primary school.
Mm-hmm. What about a public school which usually includes the grades of 7 through 9?
A junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about a public school which usually includes the grades of 10 through 12?
High school.
Mm-hmm. The large enclosed area of a school where basketball games are played and music and dramatic performances are sometimes presented in the...
auditorium?
Mm-hmm.
The gym room.
Yes.
Yeah, either one.
What other names do you have for a school laboratory?
School laboratory?
Yes.
The girls' room, boys' room.
Okay. And what do you call the person who keeps the school clean, moves furniture, and performs minor repair work in the school?
Custodian.
Mm-hmm. When a student deliberately cultivates the favor and attention of the teacher, you would say, he or she is a what?
The teacher's pet.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a fence made of interwoven steel or aluminum wire?
That sounds like a chain link fence or cyclone fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call a very tall building in the city used for offices or apartments?
A skyscraper.
A parking lot having several levels built on one upon the other
mm-hmm.
is referred to as a
parking deck,
mm-hmm.
Ramp.
When do you call the building equipped, what do you call the building equipped with automatic clothes, washers and dryers?
A washerette, a laundromat.
Mm-hmm. What other words do you use for money?
Oh, let's see, you use a green, long green, green, let's see, loot.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of letters.
Well, would that have anything to do with the amount of money? If you had a
no,
lot of money?
No, it depends. What I said depends on the kind of money. Like you said, long green and letters, that would be paper money.
Uh-huh.
And loot could be either paper or coins.
Well, do you have any terms that refer to the amount of money that a person might have?
Yeah, maybe a hunk
mm-hmm.
would be a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What names can you recall for hiding games played by children?
Hide and seek and blind man's bluff.
Mm-hmm.